The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's December the 18th, 2008. It's the birthday of Christopher Fry, the playwright, Bristol, England, 1907, who said, "In my plays, I want to look at life as if we had just turned a corner and run into it for the first time." Best known for his play of 1948, The Lady's Not for Burning, set in the Middle Ages about an ex-soldier who wants to die and a young woman who's accused of being a witch. It's the birthday of the playwright Abe Burrows, New York City, 1910, who in 1950, along with composer Frank Lesser, wrote the musical Guys and Dolls, a huge success, as were many of Burroughs's other works, Can Can and Silk Stockings and How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. It's the birthday of Ossie Davis, who was born in Georgia in 1917, given the name Rayford Chapman Davis, and he got the name Ossie after a county clerk misheard his mother pronounce his initials R.C. He became Ossie. His father was a railroad engineer, which was an unusual career for a black man in the Deep South at the time, and his father was a storyteller, and Ossie Davis appeared to have a generally happy childhood. He went up to Harlem and got into theater there, and after World War II, he got his first major role on Broadway, a play called Jeb, where he met an actress named Ruby Wallace. Her stage name was Ruby Dee, whom he would later marry. He found work in Hollywood. He was determined to find roles other than the ones generally available to black actors at the time, butlers and servants and so forth, and studied playwriting and wrote some short plays, and eventually wrote the play for which he's best known, Pearly Victorious. And it's the birthday of the writer known as Saki, born Hector Hugh Monroe in Akyab, Burma, 1870, a British writer who wrote short, whimsical stories about the British upper-class, stories with witty sayings and surprise twists in them. He first took up the pen name Saki for his book The Westminster Alice, 1902, which was very, very popular. Worked for much of his adult life as a journalist in London and Paris and Russia. And when World War I broke out in 1914, he immediately enlisted in the army, enjoyed being a soldier, formed a social club with other members of his regiment. And in 1915, he sent out a Christmas card that said, "While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, a high explosive shell came down and mutton rained around." He died from a bullet wound the next year. Saki, who said, "The young have aspirations that never come to pass. The old have reminiscences of what never happened." Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen, entitled The Shop. There was a window filtering the sunlight, dusty as it came, and boxes of nails, long and dark, tin-colored and squat, boxes of silver bolts, washers and screws, tacks, inch-long staples. The vise that could crush a finger hung open-jawed on the edge of the workbench. The welding mask tilted its flat and mouthless face towards the rafters. The old harnesses hung in the back corner, their work-lathered leather soft as the reins of memory, guiding him through the tangle of one year into another. A poem entitled The Shop by Joyce Sutphen, from her collection Coming Back to the Body, published by Holy Cow Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.